As our economy slowly recoups from the recession, it's becoming clear that some communities are still far from being part of this recovery. A report by the Center for Responsible Lending found that when the housing crisis hit, minority homeowners, especially Latinos and African Americans, were twice as likely to lose their homes to foreclosure as white homeowners. And as the ethnic news organization New America Media reported earlier this week, this problem hasn't gone away. Nearly half of the homes in one predominantly black neighborhood of West Oakland are currently underwater. When people lose their homes, their problems are often compounded by unemployment or the skyrocketing rental market they're forced to enter. In East Oakland, there's a place you can go to get job assistance and housing support, along with food stamps, medical coverage, or even childcare. That's at the Eastmont Town Center.
We really want people to start thinking about social services as a very holistic, service-oriented organization. So that's where I go and get my taxes done. That's where my child got their first library card.
That's Sylvia Souble, media officer for the Alameda County Social Service Agency. It's one of the agencies housed on 7200 Bancroft Avenue in East Oakland. This was once the Eastmont Mall. But as incomes dropped and crime rose in the surrounding area, Planned Parenthood and the Oakland Public Library moved in, Mervyn's became the Oakland Police Department, and JCPenney became the Social Service Agency. But there's a cost to having so many services under one roof. It usually means a long wait. Normally, it's advisable to leave your children at home, which can be close to impossible if you're waiting in line for childcare assistance in the first place. But lately, the children who normally scream and cry for mercy have had a welcome distraction. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has more.
You can't deny it. Waiting rooms are a total drag. At the Eastmont Social Service Agency, about 30 people are in line for a number, and their eyes are glazed over. 60 more people sit in plastic chairs waiting for their numbers to be called. On average, 700 to 1,000 people wait in line here every day. At times, it can feel eternal.
The volume of activity in our waiting room has increased probably by 20 to 30% since the economic downturn. And so our waiting rooms are typically always very, very busy.
That's Sylvia Souble, the media officer for the Alameda County Social Service Agency. She sentenced herself to the room of waiting to see what she could do to make it better.
And I went down to the waiting room one day, and I just stood and I observed. And I saw parents, you know, with small children trying to keep them entertained, and, you know, children with that, you know, sort of unbridled energy running about and, you know, and getting into areas where they weren't supposed to be. And so we thought about what can we do to engage both the parent and child. And I immediately thought about when I was a child, and I had fond memories of going to the bookmobile. And when the bookmobile used to come to our neighborhood, and how much fun that was, and we looked forward to it.
That's why Souble decided to bring the library to the waiting room, just like the bookmobile that came to her house when she was a kid. She'd call the program Read While You Wait, and it was a partnership with the Oakland Public Library. Children's librarian Amy Martin signed up.
I'm going to read the books. I thought it was a great idea. It's very simple. I just bring books down here a couple times a month for about a half hour. I read to the kids. A lot of the kids end up coming to the library after I see them here. So it seems like a really easy and successful thing to do.
You want me to read that one? Let me see.
Okay. The baby goes beep.
Beep.
The baby goes beep. Does the baby go beep?
No.
This baby goes beep. Let's see. The baby goes beep. The baby goes beep.
There are no walls. There's nothing to cushion the noise or to buffer the noise. But it's really interesting how intently children listen when they are engaged in a way that is interesting and exciting for them. And even the parents, we notice that the noise level in the waiting room goes down a few decibels because people really are engaged, whether they are in close proximity or if they're sitting all the way across the room.
The baby goes smooch. The baby goes smooch, 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 smooch.
There's only a pane of glass between the reading circle and the waiting room. But Amy Martin seems unfazed by the noise around her. She reached about 14 kids while sitting on the floor, surrounded by a pile of books.
You can come visit me upstairs at the library.
What days are you doing in the library?
All the days were open, Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Martin says that she'll end up seeing 90% of the children from the reading circle back at the library. This is one of two reading circles so far in the Read While You Wait program. The other is at the Social Service Agency in downtown Oakland.
Now serving A02.
Lola loves Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, Lola and her mommy go to the library.
That's librarian Lori Wilhelm. She says these reading circles are more than just a way for kids to pass the time.
The people who come to the library are self-select. They come to the library, hear about library activities, and then they come to the library again. Coming to a waiting room like this, we meet people who may or may not have come to the library before. And so it's an opportunity for us to outreach to a population that does not self-select for the library. Lola and her mommy give back the books from last week. The librarian buzzes them through the machine.
When their numbers are called, many parents have to convince their children to leave the reading circle. On her way out, parent Davina Johnson says she was surprised to see something like this in a waiting room.
Oh, it was nice for the kids to sit down and have something to do while the parents is getting things done.
My daughter, yes, she enjoyed it, I can tell.
Even adults without children look on at story time to see what's going on. Possibly they're wishing they had one of their own.
Lola loves that. They are listening just as much as children ever do. Just today, I saw a couple that were actively listening. She was singing along with me and doing some of the hand movements. Can you kick with 2 feet, 2 feet, 2 feet? Can you kick with 2 feet? Kick, kick, kick.
But adults do have other options. The Social Service Agency has arranged for someone to push around a cart full of magazines for them to read.
Can you wave bye, 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 bye? Can you wave bye, 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 bye? Thank you for coming, and you can get these books and many more at your public library.
When the librarians leave, the temporary library returns to its former life as a waiting room. The parents who had been waiting with their kids have all had their numbers called, and they're on their way to getting food stamps, Medi-Cal, and unemployment assistance. And when they're done, there's a good chance they'll take their kids up one floor to get their first library card. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.